Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. And I do underline marriage transforming hero. It takes heroics. And I'm leading in with that because on this topic, It's essential to remind you the name of the game, as you know, the masculine pole in your relationship. It's been a fun time for myself. I received a beautiful message from one of the guys in Heroic Husbands Men Circles. He reached out to me via direct message there the other day, and he was like, "Mark, hey, you know, I'm just after listening to your recent episode. This episode is called The One Surprising Strategy for Evoking a River of Her Praise and Validation." He's like, "I've listened to that, cool." But then he goes on, he's like, "Yeah, but what am I meant to do when my queen seeks validation and praise?" For those of you that haven't listened to that other episode, I really do I do encourage you to listen to it. It's a couple of episodes back. It's just like two or three episodes ago. And check out The One Surprising Strategy for Evoking River of Her Praise and Validation. The paradoxical nature is how you, as a masculine practitioner, as a masculine pole of your relationship, how you actually evoke your queen's praise and validation is by not seeking it. It's like a paradox, a dichotomy. I don't know what the exact words are. It's the reverse order. So I'm not going to go into the full details of that again. That's the masculine role. That's the rules of the game for masculine. To be the most powerful masculine leader, to be in king mode, to be the heroic husband, you do the job, you don't seek validation. You do whatever around the house, around the home, you mind the finances, you tidy up the kitchen after, you know, a party of 40 people were there the night before, you get up early, you do it all, you have it spick and span, and your queen comes in and goes, "Hey, you forgot that pot." You take it on the chin. You don't seek validation, because why? That weakens your capacity to be the mountain in the storm, and your queen needs to know you don't need praise. You don't need her validation. Not that you don't need it, but you don't need her validation, because the queen's job is testing you. So definitely touch base with that other episode to find out explicitly what your role is in your meeting your need of praise and validation. Again, just you do have a human need for it. I do want to reiterate that, make sure that you don't become inhuman robots, but you seek it from men that you can trust. That's the number one source of seeking your validation and your needs for praise as a human being. However, the elephant in the room that I unwittingly didn't put in that podcast episode, I had a thought afterwards. I was like, "God, I didn't actually mention like the opposite side." But I have this practice from early on in the podcast, where in my early days in podcast episodes, when I press stop, you know, end of recording, I used to have, you know, my inner critic part would always come back in with, "Oh, but you could have said this and you should have said that." And so I set this non-negotiable. It's like, once I stop recording, that's it. I do a ritual where I was all in on the episode. I've said it all. It's perfect as it is. And now I release it all, release it to the universe, and I get on with my life. I actually had one reflection afterwards where it's like, "Oh, fuck, I forgot to mention that thing." So I stuck with my ritual. That helps me remain calm and grounded always without overthinking episodes after. So this is the follow-up. It's a necessary follow-up. So thank you. I'm going to mention Dean. I didn't ask your permission, but you're badass. Thank you, Dean, for sending that message. It's an essential thing here to speak about. So what happens when your queen is there looking for praise, and sort of assuming that you've listened to the other episode, and, you know, it can seem unfair because it's like, on one level, Mark, you're saying to me, when I do some epic shit, when I, you know, take some action or tick some box around the house, something that I'm proud of, that I'm like, hey, this was important. And it might even be something that explicitly, you know, your wife had said a couple of days ago and you did it. So you might feel that it's unfair that I say to you, hey, man, you just do that. That's inherent within you. You're doing it because it's an honor to do it. You find some intrinsic part within you that you self-validate and you get on with life. And then you just, you know, when you get the praise and the validation from her, it's on her terms. When she finally sees it, you don't bring her to it, and you definitely, you know, you don't bring her and go, oh, hey, honey, did you see the kitchen? I'm just after tidying up. And you don't find direct and indirect ways. You can, a part of you can find and could quite predictably perceive that it's unfair. It's like, what? And then, so like, Mark, you're telling me I can't seek horror validation and praise. A part of you could sort of be hesitant to give her praise when she's wanting it. Now, that part of you, I'm going to say within the culture of this movement, is that's your boy bitch part. That's the boy part. That's the immature you. And we all have an immature you part. It's like in an uninitiated society, we have this part that is just like, it just hasn't went through the rigorous tests of initiatory rites of passage to go from boyhood into manhood. So despite sort of certain shaming aspects of how our queens and women can say, it's like, you know, these comments, I don't like them. You know, these comments where, you know, there's three kids in the family and the husband and wife, and the wife goes, oh, you know, me and my four kids. I don't like that shit. I really don't. It's disparaging. And yet there's an accuracy in it. I don't like it, and yet it's also sort of true, and it's a feminine way of feedback. And when queens are stating things like that, they're really pointing to that's where we're coming from as men. So when your queen seeks your praise, the one thing I encourage you to get black and white within yourself is there's a different rule set for your queen and a different rule set for you. And there I use the word rules. Of course, it's not so black and white, but it will support you to get black and white within yourself. The guidelines are that it works different. There's different expectations on you. And when you meet those expectations and you get into masculine king mode and you take extreme ownership and you don't seek validation and you find this intrinsic unstoppable force inside of yourself, well, that's your leading. That's the masculine characterized leadership. Feminine leadership, the feminine role, there's a completely different set because there are differences. And I say there are differences. Hey, we're living in a society where, fuck, it's like it's become this political polarizing debate, you know, gender, etc., etc. And I've read that people have been sacked out of leading supposedly progressive companies for daring to suggest that there's a difference between men and women, the genders, that there's like, I use what works in relationships. So I would say that there are definitely different approaches. When your queen seeks your praise, you give it. I would go one further to my beautiful friend, Dean, that wrote in, and to all of you guys. Go beyond it that she doesn't need to seek it to a point. If you know that she is, I'm talking about strategic noticing. If you want, and every single one of us, you know, we want our marriage to run easier. We like it when our queens are smiling, not snarling at us. You know, it's like, we like that. We like when they're soft and, you know, flowing with life and laughter, and they're putting on nice clothes because they're just feeling good. Hey, I like that shit. You like that shit. And we don't, it's not so pleasurable when the opposite is there. So if you want your marriage to flow, strategic noticing, get your awareness on. No matter how small it seems that what your queen is doing, be there first before she even needs to seek your praise to go, hey, do you like what I did in the bathroom? You know, sometimes queens will, you know, redecorate, reshift around furniture. It's a queenly thing, mining the nest. Be strategic in your noticing of that. Notice it. And go, okay, this is an important moment for her. She's gonna love praise. Because feminine grows by praise. Masculine grows by challenge. It's quite a big generic distinction between us. But it's true. You do have a feminine core that grows by praise, but again, it's where you find the source of it. It's infinitely more trustworthy when you find your source of praise outside of your queen. You don't try and seek it from her. But the feminine core of your queen grows by praise. It's like lifeblood for her. It fills her sails. Not because she's weak, it's because she's precious. And you know, why does it make sense? Well, it makes sense in my mind. I remind you and remind myself, you know, and we need this humbling reminder to us as men what our queens have went through. You know, your queen and my queen is that they've went through decades of moon time every month for 3-4 days. They get ripped involuntarily into this natural, beautiful process. But they don't have a choice. And, you know, initiatory rites of passage, it's like you don't have a choice. You've got to go through it to prove yourself, to initiate from boyhood into manhood. You know, the moon time is girl from, do you call it girlhood into womanhood? It's like from being a girl to being a woman. It's like when that starts, it's like, hey, that's a real deep challenge to the girl psychology to become a woman. They have no option. They go through that for decades, for a major central portion of their life. And what's happening in that process every month is that they're going through a beautiful, sacred, radical resensitization of their emotional system. They resensitize. Now, that process has been bastardized in modern society, like the period, moon time, it's sanitized, all the advertising is like, oh, you know, like you can take this pill and you won't have any pain, you can wear this product and you can wear perfectly white clothing out and about, and it's all about supposedly empowering women to be masculine, to be linear in their life. It's like you never have to show any signs of the period. It's like sanitized. It has become this unspoken thing that, you know, even guys will, you know, if their wives talk about blood. I know myself in the beginning, it was like there's an eek. There's been this bastardization, and the sacred nature of it has been shunned. And that's a horrifying thing. Whereas that is the most sacred part of the feminine dance, is that's like their training, if you want to say. And because they get resensitized, their emotional system, because of that process, and even if your queen has went through that process and out the far side through menopause, and sometimes there's unfortunately medical needs for to have a hysterectomy, and that has stopped. She has went through it at some point, so that process has really sensitized her nervous system. As a result of that, sacred, beautiful, natural, omnipresent sensitivity that your queen has, praise becomes like a spiritual medicine that she has a deep need of, and you need to be the source of it. She really is yearning for you as her king to be the one source of this undying love. Union, loving union is at the feminine core. So you sort of have to bow as a man and go, okay, well, you know, there's times I'd like praise, but accept and honor. It's like that's your boy energy, and that's not sexy, that's not trustworthy, and your queen won't feel safe. But there's a different set of rules for your queen because of that sacred process she goes through. She's exceptionally, if you feel sensitive, she's like 20 times that. So you need to gift her, and you need to honor that, those sacred differences. David Aida, in The Way of the Superior Man, views the feminine, again, he doesn't point to it being a weakness, but it's like, view the feminine in your queen as being like, in moments when she needs praise, sort of like being like a flower, a really beautiful flower, but it's a little bit sort of, we don't use the word limp with masculine because of the connotation it has, but it's like a flower that's a little bit limp because it's lacking water. So praise for your queen is like, you're looking at this beautiful flower, but it's just a little bit, you know, it's like sort of little, the head is drooping a little bit. It's not that she needs strengthening. It's not that she's weak. It's just a little application, a little bit of watering. That's praise. That's validation for your feminine. And with praise, you'll see. You go get strategic with your praise. I would say start like consciously lavishing. Lavish your queen with praise. Go to, it doesn't even seem like there's an extreme, honestly. With my practice and my queen, you know, I say big it up, strategically big it up and big whore up. You know, tons of little things. Make the little things seem like big things. And that dramatize it. I mean, like, get emotional. Big it up. Like, I'm talking about, you know, certain examples, guys. Like, my queen would buy a new flower pot, and like, you know, I'm getting into gardening myself, but for a long while it was like the gardening and flowers was the realm of my queen. But I know, like, I now know, and I didn't do this for years, but so when I see her, you know, taking time in the garden center and like she's buying a new pot, and first of all, it's like the praise starts there. You know, she's making the decision, and then she locks in and won. I was like, baby, that's the most beautiful pot you could have got. What a decision. That's so you. That's so you. With like that color, that's absolutely beautiful. And then like she picks a flower to go with it. It's like, oh, what a matchup. Oh, you've really nailed that. Where are you going to put it, baby? Oh, Mark, you know, I was thinking I was going to put it, you know, in that corner, you know, just outside the back door. Beautiful spot, baby. Yeah, I can see that corner's missing. That it's missing something there. Like, beautiful decision. Yeah, I can't wait to see what it looks like. And now it's strategic praise. Now she's full up. She's feeling happy. She's made the choice. Any wounding of like, oh, you know, spending money on nonsensical stuff. A lot of feminine decision making is really shamed by men. We get masculine, black and white, rational thinking. Oh, it's nothing to do with money. It's nothing to do with this. It's nothing to do with that. And we deny that there's a difference there. So the praise as a strategic sort of leadership approach, you know, the praise goes the whole way along the journey. I'm talking about a simple flower in a flower pot. When my queen does it, again, you might have planted flowers and you might have had the experience where it's like, oh, I've just done this work. It looks nice. I'd like her to praise. You know, I'd like some praise. Come on. Come on, honey. Did you see where I put the flower? Do you like it? And she might praise, but it's semi-praise because there's this unwritten sort of rule of masculine-feminine dynamics. The dude doesn't seek praise. The queen can seek praise. But as I say, if your queen seeks praise, man, by default, give it to her. Lavish it on her. I'm like, the next level is don't even have her seek the praise. Get strategic in your mindset and awareness and drop in now going, ah, okay, that's it. Get black and white going, she needs praise. I'm going to strategically get it to her before she even has to seek it. So like the flower pot, you know, your queen goes, you know, I don't know, Saturday morning, whatever. It's like, she's like, oh, I'm just going out. Just, and you see her bringing the pot out, or she tells you, man, get into full awareness. Again, the leadership powers that I'm going to be talking about with you guys, masculine leadership powers are presence, progress, and protection. Presence is the practice of unwavering focus with the person you're with or the task you're doing to the point of full completion. Unwavering focus begins when you notice, and I'm using the flower pot, it's something from my own life, with my queen, is you notice her, you know, bringing the flower pot out. That's when unwavering focus begins. You know, oh, it's triggered. If I notice she's doing something, then I'm ready and aiming to praise, because hey, it's gonna make your life easier. It's like there is this part, you know, the boy part of us, like, oh, what's in it for me? You know, what am I going to get back? That's the part that seeks praise. Well, I'll speak to that part. It makes your life easier. It makes your marriage easier. It lights up your queen. Trust me, you know it. When she's lit up and she's in good form, man, life is easier. There's no greater source than when your queen is in full light and full embodiment of love and potentiality. She's like an ocean of joy and bliss. And here's the thing. Some of you might be like, well, you haven't met my wife. Because she's probably not getting praise from you. She's probably getting 1% of the praise and validation that she's yearning from you. And you've probably, if you're like me, for first 12 years of my marriage, and a bit longer if I'm really honest, I probably was seeking praise more than giving praise when I didn't know the rule, amongst a ton of other stuff that you're probably not doing. So if you're like a bit triggered and it's like, oh, well, my wife isn't full of this full feminine joy and bliss and embodiment, and that's her lack, and fucking she's like, she's walking around like she's a ball and chain, she's not happy. Well, this is the medicine that she's been yearning, is your praise. There's nothing more sacred as a gift in marriage, as a man, as a king, as her heroic husband, is to gift her a river of praise. Different approach, man. It's the different set of rules for you and a different set of rules for her. It's the highest reverence of the sacred nature of the goddess that she is, of the queen that she is. It's the highest reverence of acknowledging energetically the price she has had to pay for years when you were fucking like jacking off to porn and like, you know, fantasizing about, you know, fucking around in your early teenage years. Man, once a month, she was being dragged into it. You didn't even have to think about sex, sexual relating. You didn't even have to think about the opposite sex. And she was going through that. And she's been going through it for years. Not to mention like bringing, probably for most of you, like bringing your children into life, etc., etc. Man, that's what she faced. So, you know, is it too much to say you need to be the source and the river of praise towards her? And she doesn't have to be that for you. That's part of like the energetic balance. If you go by this, man, life gets easier, marriage gets easier, and she starts seeing you as the absolute king that you were born to be. That's why you're listening in here. So strategic awareness. Again, I could go through hundreds of different examples. My challenge to you is become aware of this and big her up. Whatever she's doing, if it seems small, if she cleans the kitchen, man, like after, I used the example earlier, it's like after the party, or she just fucking cleans the kitchen after dinner. It's like, oh, baby, you like come in and, baby, how is that so clean? Like, I never get, how the fuck? Wow. Like, it's just fucking sparkling. Like, I mean, how do you do that shit? Like, I struggle to do that. And then she might give you like a bitch slap in the face energetically going, I know full well you don't do it like that. And now you're laughing, but you've praised her. If she big or small, big it up. Something in garden, big it up. She tidies up her room. My God, like, Jesus, you just, like, you made the bed and you fluffed up. You know, there's types of stuff, guys, that it's important to her, and you might be like, oh, well, why does she put like 10 pillows on the bed? There's no need for any of them. If it's important to her, praise her. Get the fuck over yourself. You know, it's like all of this grumpy ass shit. You know that grumpy persona? I know my queen says to me, like, it's like, oh, you're just being like your dad there. It's like, I'm like, I've come to go, yeah, I've got this like dad shadow that follows me when I just get like my dad sometimes, you know, it's like the grumpy switch. It's like when I hit the grumpy switch, man, just life is not fun. And probably I've yet to meet a guy that doesn't have that fucking grumpy switch, that he's just like serious, he's an adult mode, he's back home from work, he's like, I'm doing so much, look at me. Again, that resentful boy bitch energy is like, why, the world doesn't praise me, so I'm not going to praise anybody, I'm grumpy, life is serious, you know. And you become, you don't have any awareness left for the good shit. So wake the fuck up, start paying attention, practice your awareness of noticing all the small to big things that your queen does, and lavish her with praise and see what happens. I'm going to set like a 7-day challenge to you. You mightn't like this, but it's like a 7-day challenge. Praise, 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 praise. Often through the day. Send her messages. Baby, I just got back. Wow, what you're after doing. That painting that you bought that you put up, or that thing that you did, how you retweaked it. Wow, that's just so brilliant. That's amazing. Send her a love bomb. Send her a voice message that's like, oh, that's just amazing. Can't wait till you get home. But I actually couldn't wait. I had to send you now because I so appreciate it. So much praise for you, baby. It's awesome. You're like, you light my life up. What you do around here, this home, it just isn't the same without you. My life isn't the same without you. I love you, baby. And on you go. Guys, I'm just telling you. It's like, I want you to listen. I'm actually quite inherently lazy as a man. There is this part of us as human beings, like, we're energy-saving beings. That's why we get into trouble a lot, because we don't exercise and because we don't have a need to go out hunting, gathering like we did before. We get fat, we get out of shape, etc., etc. So I'm an energy-saving being. I don't like having to do too much work to make my marriage work. I don't like long fucking ball-breaking conversations and fights and background disharmony and tension. I don't like that shit. I like it when it's easy. This is one of the simplest ways to make it easy. Meet her with praise, strategic praise, lavish her with it, feed her like she's a beautiful flower, and just a little spill of water on it and she's back shining, and you get to enjoy her. And you're not like the metaphorical little flower, you're a fucking oak tree. You know, you're the oak tree. You don't need validation. You've roots that go into the center of the universe of the earth. You're unfuckwittable in any storm. And if there isn't water around the place, you know, you can ride out a drought for months. And you're an oak tree. You're going to remain, because why masculine non-surrender? Your queen, hey, there's a tenderness. There's a delicateness. She's more like the flower. When you're needy of praise, you're pretending you're like a little fucking busy Lizzie or your little Daisy in a corner. Not fucking sexy, guys. It's sexy for your queen because she's feminine, and the feminine path is she grows by praise. The feminine role is surrendering. Your masculine role is you grow by challenge, and the masculine practice is non-surrender. Learn the rules. Be black and white with it. Praise her, praise her, praise her, and live happily ever after. If you would like any more support in embodying this simplicity, and it's truly how simple this game can be. Leadership in family can become the boring leader, where you strategically apply the right things at the right time in the most high leverage way that family leadership, marriage, living happily ever after seems really fucking easy and the most enjoyable game on the planet. If you would like to learn more about that, get in the podcast description now. There's an intake coming into Heroic Husbands Men's Circles. Put yourself in the mix, guys. In perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.